liking to this product idea of being able to celebrate with a joint in your cake. And through that network, I was invited to Snoop's compound in LA to have a birthday cake with 20 birthdays, and I got to carry it out and sing happy birthday to him, which was one of those once in a lifetime opportunities that you can't really fathom it until after it happens and you see a picture or a video, you're like, wow, I just sang happy birthday to Snoop Dogg.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Michael Scherer, the CEO of Aria Brands. Michael, welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being with us today to talk about your company. Aria Brands is actually a holding company. I just can't wait to talk to you about Birthday, because I think it's, for one, it's a hilarious name. And for two, I mean, I can't believe what a good niche this is. You got to tell everybody about this company.
Wonderful. Again, Aria is a hold co right now, and Higher Celebrations is kind of my novelty gifting company. So I may never be the smartest guy in the room, but I'll probably be the punniest, because I kind of have a hankering for dad jokes on a regular basis. So Higher Celebrations obviously is a nice little throwback to the gifting and taking any event and making it a higher celebration. So our goal is to take random cannabis products or other products and make them higher celebration. So Birthdays came out of, I think I was just brainstorming in some ideas of things, and you know, it was hanging out my birthday up in Maine, and I was lighting a joint, and I was like, well, it'd be fun if there's a candle on here. And I was like, wait a second. And then I just think of, you know, good funny names. But Birthday is essentially is a joint with a candle on top and a steak on the bottom to go into your cake, so you don't get frosting on your cone, or you don't get wax melting down the joint. And yes, it's punny and it's a play on words, but also the engineering behind it and getting that to market was a lot more difficult and took way more time than I had ever anticipated.
Oh my gosh. But it's got you so much attention. You got to tell us the story about Snoop Dogg's birthday.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to get some strong PR. And you know, as you know, since we're raising capital, we don't have a lot of money for marketing spend. So we've had a lot of guerrilla marketing and also free videos and press from Now This Weed and Raw Cone's CEO, Josh Kesselman. And so people have just taken a liking to this product idea of being able to celebrate with a joint in your cake. And through that network, I was invited to Snoop's compound in LA to have a birthday cake with 20 birthdays. And I got to carry it out and sing happy birthday to him. One of those once in a lifetime opportunities that you can't really fathom it until after it happens. And you see a picture or a video, you're like, wow, I just sang happy birthday to Snoop Dogg.
So out of the world. Like, you wouldn't think that would ever happen to you. This isn't your world. I mean, you've been in cannabis for a long time, but not in Snoop Dogg's world. I mean, that is just so funny.
The funny part about it is I was a musician prior. You know, I spent about 10, 15 years on the road as a entertainer and on the cruise lines in Europe and the Caribbean. And I went to a recording studio. And so I dealt a lot with customers and trying to keep customers excited and happy throughout a night of entertainment. Dueling pianos was the style of music I played. So you really are an entertainer. And that's kind of how the mindset of Higher Celebrations came up in Birthdays, is how do you create products that are engaging, that are entertaining? How do you create experience around a product? Because I spent my whole life with experiences on stage. And so a joint's a joint, but if you can create a story around that, you then have something different and you're going to be able to create a niche, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And we're going to jump over to your latest project is Arbor, which is a hemp-derived line of CBD consumer products. Same thing. You got a story behind that. I think it's essential for getting the product launched.
If you're going to be in CBD, you have to differentiate and you have to create something that stands out and has a story. And again, back to the experiences around there, you don't necessarily know when or how or what to take. So by creating that narrative around the product, coupling it with strong branding, package design, as well as partnerships and differentiated, I guess, user experience, you can hopefully penetrate through the noise. And so, yes, we just launched Arbor about a month ago, and we are offering subscription models. So being able to simplify your user experience by finding the product you like and then offering large discounts for subscriptions, and we'll ship it every month. But the other aspect that we're focusing on now is a partnership with a company called GoFire. We've created a partnership where every time they sell a device, we kick off a free smart cartridge of our proprietary oil. And in that box of their device as well, there's a coupon for our subscription.
Oh my gosh. For one, I love reoccurring revenue. Any model that has reoccurring revenue, it's just set it and forget it. It's great. You just, exactly. Once the person is hooked, then they don't have to worry about it and you don't have to worry about it. It's just billed and it's sent out. That's great. I'm super excited about your collaboration with GoFire. We had them on our show. Peter, what a good guy. Super good guy. For our listeners that haven't heard it, go back. It's episode 22. It's a precise dose every time. It's Bluetooth so that you can get an update is exactly what you took. I think it's going to be the future of how we deliver cannabis. I think that's the direction that it's going to go eventually with everything moving to tech. And for you to get involved with those guys early on and just latch into that, realizing that that technology is going to be the future, I just think that is so farsighted. I love it.
Thank you. And I totally agree. Peter's fantastic. And they're building a really incredible company that's not just device, but it's really data and IP as well. And what is so imperative about it is on all of our products, we have their proprietary dose code, which is a QR code you scan, and you can track your dosing, but it also has our certificate of analysis or COA. So you can see that this product was tested. If it says 500 milligrams within 1 or 2, 3%, you're going to know, okay, this is exactly that because I have the test in front of me on my phone. Out of 35 companies tested in the last 6 months, I believe 57% of them had less than half of the amount of CBD advertised in the label. You wouldn't go to a CVS and buy an Advil that has 200 milligrams in the label and have 100 or 50 or 400. And that's kind of why it's so important for this partnership and also the industry for self-regulation.
Well, and GoFire is going to hold your feet to the fire because every time, right, so you got to make sure that you're at the top of your game all the time. And it's a real statement that you're making saying that we're going to work with these guys. We're stripping everything down. We're going to be completely naked. You're going to see exactly what you're getting with our product. Every single dose. I mean, it's not just every single, it's every dose. You're going to know exactly what you got. I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Put in a nutshell, what it allows us to do is eliminate growing media throughout all parts of the production process. So we don't use coconut fiber, we don't use rock wool, soilless mix. So as you can imagine, right off the top, it lends itself to a much leaner cost structure. We don't have purchasing costs, transplant labor, disposal. So there's a considerable benefits to using the technology.
Tune in on Sunday to hear Sean Powa from Gnomeworks. And now let's get back to the show. Let's jump into the capital raise. Let's talk about the capital raise.
Yeah, we started a couple months ago. Raised about 20% of our $500,000 raise on a $2.5 million pre. And it's for Aria Brands, the holdco. Like we talked about in the last few minutes, there are two distinct companies with two different value propositions, but both are strong. And because I've already built products for other companies, because I have inventory, e-commerce, everything ready to go, we want to move forward with both of these companies. So you're investing in the kind of the parent company that owns 100% of the two subs.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great opportunity. So you said it's a $500,000 seed round and it's still open. So people still have an opportunity to participate. We're going to have all of Aria Brands information and all of Birthday information and everything else about our Arbor Hemp and on the MJ Bulbs website and also be in the show notes. So if anybody's interested in following up with Michael, and now would be a good time because this thing will probably move quickly. Michael, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate your time today.
That's good. It was good. This is going to be another fun product to watch. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Tune into a Major Journey podcast today, where guests take listeners on journeys and immerse themselves in the roller coaster ride both in and out of the cannabis space that brought them to where they are today. Throughout our conversations, guests share valuable lessons that they've learned along the way that listeners can use to empower growth both in their personal and professional lives. Check out A Major Journey today on all major podcast platforms.